It's going to feel like two different seasons. In fact, probably more like early spring and March tomorrow with clouds and maybe a slight chance for an afternoon shower. But highs will only be in the lower 60s tomorrow. And then Sunday, feeling like summer. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds and warm highs in the middle 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have sunshine now, 54 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good Friday morning. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, protesters remain at an encampment at George Washington University campus. Former President Trump back in a New York courtroom.
Police get ready to enforce the new curfew at National Harbor. I'm John Doman.
More picks to come for the Commanders after they add a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback to the roster. Wall Street is higher, the Dow up 100 points. 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kaffin. Another day on the stand for the first witness to testify at Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial, David Pecker, former publisher of the National Enquirer. CBS's Errol Barnett is in New York.
Cross-examination continues today, and when Donald Trump's legal team was able to pepper Pecker with questions, they poked holes in his memory. They said, you've also done this for Democrats, people like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Ari Emanuel, and you've been inconsistent with some of your stories when you speak to federal investigators.
Arrests last night at Ohio State University. One of many campus scenes of pro-Palestinian protests. Greg Lukianoff, head of a group that advocates for free speech, says many colleges have laid the groundwork for the current round of conflict.
Campuses should be citadels to self-reflection, asking, do I really understand this? Would I benefit from talking to someone that I disagree with? Universities, particularly elite universities, have gotten really bad at doing this.
Overseas, a pro-Palestinian protest sparked by all the action in the U.S. has now hit a prominent Paris university. Secretary of State Blinken says when he spoke with China's president today, he raised concerns about China's support for Russia's military in the war in Ukraine.
I reiterated our serious concern about the PRC providing components that are powering Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine. China's the top supplier of machine tools, microelectronics, nitrocellulose, which is critical to making munitions, and rocket propellants.
Federal regulators have opened an investigation into a Tesla recall that looked to get drivers to pay better attention when their vehicles are on autopilot. Jeff Gilbert has more from affiliate WWJ Detroit.
There have been crashes involving Tesla's autopilot even after software updates that were supposed to force drivers to pay attention. But owners have to opt into the update and can reverse it. The government questioning whether this actually remedied the problem.
And the government's latest inflation report shows a fractional rise in prices, same as the month before. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report, along with the GDP report released yesterday, is likely to put the Federal Reserve on hold when it meets next week. Although the economy showed signs of slowing down in the first 3 months of the year, inflation remains a problem.
Pfizer says it's received U.S. approval for a gene therapy against a form of hemophilia, the inherited and rare blood clotting disorder. Checking Wall Street, right now it's a bounce back day for stocks. The Dow is up 139, the S&P is up 59. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 on WTOP. It's Friday, April 26th. Sunny and 55 now, heading into the 60s. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Campus protests about the war in Gaza continue in our area, including at George Washington University. An overnight encampment with dozens of students is still there at this hour, facing an increased police presence. WTOP's Kyle Cooper is joining us live now with the latest.
Yeah, Mark, at times we've seen dozens of D.C. and George Washington University campus police out here at this protest. At this hour this morning, we're starting to see quite a few more because this protest has grown a lot, Mark, since I've been here this morning, since about 5 a.m. Around then, there may have been 50 people, and that's more than doubled or tripled at this point. There's at least 200 people, maybe more now, here on the sidewalk in front of University Yard. That's where students have set up this encampment. About 7 o'clock this morning, the university put up metal fencing and told the students they had to be on the outside of that fencing. Some came out and are out here on the sidewalk. Others are still in the encampment with their tents. And the university issued a statement about 10 o'clock that said students that are still inside that encampment area face disciplinary action. We don't know exactly what that means. So far, though, Mark, police have not moved in on this in any way. They've not removed anything. They've not tried to remove any people, and no arrests have been made. Reporting live at George Washington University, Kyle Cooper, WCOP News.
All right, Kyle, thank you. 11:04. It is just hours away now. A new curfew at National Harbor. It bans kids 16 and younger from being there without a parent or guardian. It starts tonight at 5 o'clock and runs until 6 a.m. every Friday through Sunday. WTOP's John Doman explains how the curfew will be enforced.
Police Chief Malik Aziz says it'll be hard for anyone in National Harbor to plead ignorance to the new curfew going into effect.
We plan on having emergency curfew notification post in place. We have traffic control posts and some road closures when necessary. Many foot patrols and contact teams will be working together.
And there will be signs posted on the roads entering National Harbor.
We have requested the rideshare drivers not to drop off unaccompanied minors.
This will be in effect every weekend until a more permanent and flexible law passes, likely toward the end of next month. John Dome in WTOP News.
New school start and end times are coming in the fall for students in Prince George's County. School leaders say the new schedule is designed to improve efficiency and ensure safe transportation for students to and from school. Most schools will not see a change in their start or dismissal time. But for some, there will be a shift of about 15 minutes or less, while others will see some more dramatic changes, as much as 45 minutes.
The Washington Commanders select Jaden
Daniels. Commanders fans at the bar Franklin Hall in Northwest Washington reacting to hearing that Washington had picked their next franchise quarterback. WTOP sports director and Commanders beat reporter George Wallace as the latest on the Heisman Trophy winner, Jaden Daniels.
I think this is a pick that it seems like a lot of people had him as the second best, or some even had him as the best overall player in this draft. So a quarterback that Washington is getting, and I know people are hesitant, you know, that 2012, they took Robert Griffin III, Heisman Trophy winner. But keep in mind, this organization was in a lot different place than it is right now.
Dave Preston will have much more coming up in sports at 11:25. After starring in films including The Birdcage and Broadway hits such as The Producers, Nathan Lane is getting Signature Theater's prestigious Sondheim Award.
You start to feel very old. This is the kind of thing they gave Angela Lansbury. Steve was a hero to me, and I was very lucky to work with him many, many times.
Nathan Lane won his first of three Tonys in the 1996 revival of Stephen Sondheim's A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
I mean, he's sort of known for being brainy and sophisticated, but I think he writes about what people are going through and the human condition.
This year also marks the 30th anniversary of his role as Timon in The Lion King.
In May, we're doing this Elton John and Hans Zimmer Lion King 30th anniversary concert at the Hollywood Bowl. So Ernie and I will be singing Hakuna Matata.
Nathan Lane will be honored Monday night at the Anthem. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP and Money News.
A first for a local community college. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
And now, regional business insights with Rasan Bernard, president and CEO of Building Bridges Across the River and a member of the Greater Washington Board of Trade.
Building Bridges Across the River provides best-in-class facilities, programs, and partnerships in arts and culture, economic opportunity, and health and well-being for families and children who reside east of the Anacostia River in Wards 7 and 8 in Washington, D.C. Building Bridges reduces barriers to social and economic mobility. Donate at bbardc.org.
On WTOP, it's 11:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8s to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Since it's Friday and it's usually a getaway and the summertime is coming, I say we start a petition and say no work zones on Friday. You guys like that?
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty decent, especially right now. If you're traveling on the BW Parkway southbound, leaving 198, headed toward 197, a single right lane gets by the work zone today. Southbound Pennsylvania Avenue between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, the left lane gets you by that work zone. If you're traveling in Sandy Spring, Norwood Road, between Dr. Bird Road and Lay Hill Road, we have the lanes blocked as a result of the emergency utility work zone there. Traveling westbound Route 50 on the Bay Bridge, that's where the left lane is blocked. They are prepping for two-way operations, but not running as of yet. In Virginia, on I-95 southbound, you're on the brakes leaving the Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dale City. After Dale City, exit 156, that's where the left lane is blocked for the work zone. If you're traveling on I-95 northbound, you're in good shape. As you leave Stafford County, headed toward the Springfield Interchange, with the travel lanes open and available. No problems on 395 up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. On I-395 southbound, the Southwest Freeway, headed past the 3rd Street Tunnel toward the Case Bridge, may have at least one lane blocked, the possible work zone there. Southbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel, leaving Massachusetts Avenue down toward the freeway, that's where we had two left lanes blocked for that work zone. Northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, the right side is blocked for the work. Southbound DC 295 delays, leaving East Capitol Street, headed toward Pennsylvania Avenue, which the travel lanes reported to be open and available. And back in Maryland, if you're traveling otherwise on I-95 northbound, brief delays passing the Howard County rest area, but nothing right home about. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Eileen Whalen has the 7 News First Alert forecast.
After starting off in the 30s and 40s, we'll be cool this afternoon in the middle 60s. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun, maybe a little more cloud cover in parts of northern Virginia. No rain expected today. Heading into the overnight hours, it'll be cloudy with low temperatures that'll dip into the middle to upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy and cool. We'll have highs in the lower 60s, a slight chance for a passing afternoon shower. Partly cloudy, very warm Sunday with a high of 86. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
54 degrees in Washington, and temperatures are heading into the 60s as we work through the afternoon. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Time now for Money News on WTOP at 10 and 40 past the hour. Over to Jeff Claybaugh.
Big Oil is reporting results. ExxonMobil's first quarter earnings missed estimates on falling natural gas prices. Chevron also reported a drop in natural gas margins, although its earnings beat expectations. Chevron is buying oil refiner Hess in a deal that'll close this year. Artificial intelligence happens in the cloud. Microsoft says demand for its data centers is outstripping supply now. Microsoft has several data centers in Northern Virginia, so does Amazon Web Services. Hughes Network Systems has opened a combination manufacturing facility on the Montgomery College campus. It's the first of its kind on a college campus. It will manufacture satellite gear, but will also serve as classrooms. Hughes was founded in 1971 in Rockville. It was acquired by EchoStar in 2011 for $2 billion. The Dow is up 106 points. The S&P 500 is up 48, that's 1%. The NASDAQ's up 300 points now, that's almost 2%. Jeff Klebel, WTOP News.
Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Just ahead on WTOP.
Police in Montgomery County say the data on drones as crime-fighting tools continues to be encouraging. I'm Kate Ryan.
It's 11:13.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Yeah. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. They've got serious traction to keep me on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. They come in classic, wide, and relaxed fits, as well as a variety of fashionable styles, including athletic looks, so I don't have to sacrifice style for safety. In fact, my Skechers slip-resistant work shoes look so good, I often wear them when I'm not working. Hey, slips can happen at any time, so even if I'm not at work, my Skechers work shoes are putting in overtime. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to CleanOrigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Coming up, an athletic director under arrest in a case that could be the first of its kind in the U.S. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
CertaPro Painters knows how important your home is to you. That's why they're focused on helping you bring a fresh color to your home. That's exactly what they did with mine. This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. And let me tell you, when you choose CertaPro Painters, you're not just choosing a service. You're choosing a partner in making your house your home. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
Washington's top news on your radio and on your phone with the free WTOP app. Giving you the smartest smartphone in town.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Thanks for joining us on a Friday morning. I'm Mark Lewis. Area police are praising a program that uses drones to respond to calls for service. More from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
The two drones as first responders in use in Montgomery County operate out of downtown Silver Spring and Wheaton. The average response time hovers around 1 minute, lower in cases when the drones are first on the scene. And Montgomery County Police Captain Jason Coquinos says in one case, they got a call.
Hey, this guy is gesturing like he has a handgun.
Well, they deployed the drone as first responder for a closer look.
We were able to zoom in and see it was a cell phone, and he was actually scrolling through social media and then pointing it at people again.
Police were sent to the scene, but the drone had, in effect, already de-escalated things. There are hopes to expand the program to the Gaithersburg-Germantown area. The county executive's proposed budget includes more funding for the program. That budget is under review by the county council. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The state's attorney in Baltimore County is dealing with a case that appears to be one of the first of its kind in the country. A former high school athletic director in Pikesville is accused of using artificial intelligence to impersonate the school's principal.
Police say Dazon Darian, who was arrested at Baltimore's airport, had been angry over the principal investigating his potential mishandling of school funds. They say Darian used AI and some human editing to make the recording, in which the voice that sounded like the principal claimed that black students are unable to test their way out of a paper bag, and that Jewish individuals and two teachers at the school should never have been hired. Police say Darian shared those recordings, which then spread through social media, sparking threats calls to the school, eventually leading to the principal's removal.
ABC's Andrea Fuji says Darian faces charges of stalking, reckless endangerment, and disrupting school operations. A quick look now at the top stories we're working on. Protests over the war in Gaza continue at George Washington University, as officials say demonstrators are trespassing and could face disciplinary action. A fourth day of testimony underway in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. Keep it here. We've got full details on these stories in minutes. WTOP brought to you by Silver Diner. Fresh seafood at a diner. Yes, if it's Silver Diner. Enjoy fresh, not frozen, wild caught, Icelandic cod and Antarctic salmon. Have it as an entree or add it to your favorite salad. Served every day at a fair price. Silver Diner, much more than a diner. It's 11:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Back over to Rob Stallworth in the traffic center.
In Virginia, on the outer loop between I-66 and Route 50 Arlington Boulevard, we hear that the left lane is blocked for that reported work zone, so watch out for that as you leave Tyson's headed toward Annandale. Inner loop slows, leaving Route 7 Leesburg Pike headed toward the Georgetown Pike, but your travel lanes are open and available, just the volume there. If you're traveling on I-95 southbound, you're on the brakes as you leave Lorton headed across the Occoquan down to 123. Then as you head further south toward Dale City, the work zone is in the left lane as you continue toward Dumfries. Northbound I-95, brief delays through Newington, but you're clear toward the Springfield interchange on I-395, which looks pretty good going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Traveling in Maryland on 50 westbound, that's where you have two-way operations in play, giving you three lanes east and two lanes west for your getaway traffic with no real big delays there. Southbound BW Parkway leaving 198, headed toward 197. The single right lane gets you by the work zone. Traveling on southbound Pennsylvania Avenue, leaving West Failure Road, headed toward Dower House Road. That's where the left lane gets you by the work zone. Traveling in Sandy Spring, Norwood Road still closed between Dr. Bird Road and Layhill Road for the emergency work zone there. In the district, northbound DC 295, you're on the brakes approaching Pennsylvania Avenue toward Burroughs Avenue. That's where the right side is blocked for the work zone. Southbound DC 295 is on the brakes approaching Benning Road, headed down toward East Capitol Street. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check the 7 News First Alert forecast. Meteorologist Steve Rudin, you're bringing the sunshine again today.
Yeah, and it feels really nice out there right now. Our temperatures are just about to hit the 60-degree mark across much of the area. A mix of sun and clouds moving into the afternoon, and we do stay dry. Temperatures anywhere between 62 and 67 degrees for the day. Now, clouds will begin to increase this evening. We stay dry once again. So outdoor activities, dinner outside, taking a dog out for a walk, exercising will be just fine. But those clouds increase overnight into early tomorrow morning. We're around 50 to start the day tomorrow, but temperatures not going to rebound a whole lot. Upper 50s to lower to middle 60s, and we are going to see on and off light showers throughout the day. Those showers will come to an end as a warm front lifts to the north later on Saturday evening. Sunday, sunshine, and are you ready for this? 82 to 87 degrees, and by Monday and Tuesday, could be looking at our first 90-degree days of the year, at least for parts of the DMV. It's 56 in Springfield, 59 Capitol Hill, and 57 in Rockville.
Steve's forecast brought to you by Len the Plumber, Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Speaking of forecasts, this year's hurricane forecast could bring us the busiest storm season ever. More news in 60 seconds. Stick around.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen are small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 11:23. Forecasters at the University of Pennsylvania are predicting a hyperactive hurricane season that could threaten the Gulf Coast and the Atlantic seaboard.
High sea surface temperatures in the North Atlantic and an anticipated moderate La Nina weather formation in the Pacific have combined to create the perfect conditions for tropical storms. UPenn is predicting 27 to 39 named storms this year. The program has been fairly accurate in its 15 years, but when it's been wrong, it's usually underestimated the number of storms.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. It's 11:24.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. Want to get your steps in? There are some airports in the U.S. where getting to your gate or switching terminals will give you the longest walks. So which airports are the biggest offenders? At Washington Dulles, you can walk as much as 1.6 miles to get to your plane. Houston Intercontinental could set you back more than a mile and a half. And the longest walk? That would be Dallas-Fort Worth, where you could hike more than 2.1 miles to get to your gate. What about the shortest walk in an airport? Try Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky, a mere tenth of a mile. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
At 11:25, Dave Preston.
Let's talk a little NFL draft. Commanders have 2 second-round picks plus 3 third-round selections this evening. General Manager Adam Peters taking LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels last night in the first round.
You don't want to make a decision until you have to, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. But that being said, we knew it was Jaden for a while, and it would have taken a lot for it to not be Jaden in reality. I mean, and it was the building. The whole building was, unanimous on that one.
Daniels, one of 6 QBs taken in the first round. Position breakdown, 9 offensive linemen, 7 wide receivers, 1 tight end on offense, 5 edge rushers, 3 cornerbacks, and 1 defensive tackle taken. That means 0 linebackers, 0 running backs taken in the first round last night. NHL playoffs, Capitals morning skate has defenseman Nick Jensen and Rasmus Sandin participating, wearing regular jerseys. The Caps allowed 8 goals while falling behind, 2 games to none, but goaltender Charlie Lindgren is not the problem for